USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump got a letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
It was a great letter. He talked about what he's doing. He's not happy with the testing. It's a very small testing that we did, but he wasn't happy with the testing. He put that in the letter. But he also sees a great future for North Korea.
The South Korean military reported the North fired what appears to have been two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. This is the fifth round of launches in less than 3 weeks. The man, who's accused of killing 22 people last week at an El Paso Walmart, is said to have admitted to the attack. In an arrest warrant affidavit, Patrick Crucius emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped shortly after the shooting. He said he drove for nearly 10 hours to get to El Paso and that he was targeting Mexicans in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate the so-called sweetheart deal for the millionaire child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has resigned, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A lawyer for A. Marie Villafina confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid the investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in the deal that allowed Jeffrey Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution when he faced many, many serious charges back in 2008. The multimillionaire wound up serving just 13 months of jail time on work release. It allowed him to go to his office for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidates are at the Iowa State Fair. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Together here in Iowa and all across this country, we will defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it will no longer approve labels warning glyphosate is known to cause cancer. The chemical is marketed by Monsanto as a weed killer under the brand name Roundup. In 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic, which triggered a warning label under California law. Monsanto sued, and last year, a federal judge blocked California from enforcing the warning label until the lawsuit was resolved. The current healthcare system in America may not be as bad as politicians are claiming, USA's John Hunt explains.
America's healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.